Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to River Dudes, an all-new episode just for you. I am your host, EJ Leeson, and with me today is my co-host, my friend, my brother from another mother, and also sitting in this room, I don't know what else to say about you, Ross Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, great. How about you, buddy? What's new?
Not much. I can't wait to talk about this episode.
Yeah, me too. I'm very, very excited. I actually just went to Salem recently. Yeah,
that's great.
And I took a bunch of photos and did a bunch of tours. And hopefully, I was saying this to like Chris before.
Yeah.
Because Chris is going to be a full-time host on Sabrina. Yeah. But I was thinking maybe we can record one of our episodes there for the Chilling Tales of Sabrina.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
But, and then do some tours together and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I took a bunch of, like, pictures just to get hyped for the new Sabrina show, and I can't wait. But anyways, today we're talking about Riverdale's episode, Chapter 22, Silent Night, Deadly Night. It also shares...
Season 2.
And also, like, this shares the same title with the 1984 film that was, like, a horror film where the serial killer dresses up like Santa Claus and starts killing everyone. It's a great movie. If you're into horror movies, I recommend it. This episode was directed by Rob Seidenglanz, who did season 1, episode 12, Anatomy of a Murder.
Okay.
And then he also did season 2, episode 1, A Kiss Before Dying, which is a great episode.
Yeah.
Actually, both of those episodes are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But he's also did, he also did like episodes of Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah, good job.
Blind Spot, and then he's also directing a couple episodes of the new Sabrina show.
Nice.
Too. But yeah, and then this episode was written by Shepard Boucher, and he like has worked on the show Angie Tribeca, Undateable, Men at Work, and I have to say this is probably one of my favorite episodes of the season too. It's a really, really good episode. The way it leaves off, and, you know, I don't want to jump the gun, but the way it leaves off, I'm like, wow, that could have been a season finale.
Yeah, right there. I was thinking about that. Yeah, that could have been
it. It was so good.
Finale. Yeah.
But without further ado, let's go into this episode.
Okay,
so it's Christmas time in Riverdale. And so Fred and Archie bring in a tree for Pops, and it's their way of saying thank you for letting them set up their Christmas tree selling business, like, out front.
Yeah.
In the parking lot of Pops.
Yeah.
And Pops is like, eh, you know, no problem. And I would have been like, where are your customers parking? I don't get them out of the front. Can't you do it on the side of the building?
Yeah.
But anyways,
hey, take away from my business.
Yeah.
This is Pop's Chocolate Shop. I need my business.
It's not a tree shop. Get out of here.
Yeah.
No, but anyways, so Archie sees Jug, and they actually sit down together, and they chat for a second.
Yeah.
And they both kind of reveal that they've been really unlucky with the ladies lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Betty and Jughead haven't been seeing eye to eye.
Yeah.
Veronica and Archie haven't been seeing eye to eye.
Yeah.
And they've been pretty much just say, oh, I'll see you at Kevin's Secret Santa thing later. And they're like, yeah, I'll see you there.
Yeah.
But then we cut over to Betty, and Betty has a nightmare about the Black Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad, like, she comes downstairs, she's woken up by Polly.
Yeah.
She comes down, and then her dad's, like, dressed as Santa, and then he, like, starts to turn around, and then he's the Black Hood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he kind of, like steps over the couch, like Kane getting into the wrestling ring.
Yeah, Kane and Undertaker when they have a match. Yeah.
They, like, do the leg over.
Yeah.
So, anyways, they do that, and then she, like, wakes up from the nightmare. But a funny thing about that is, like I said, about the Silent Night, Deadly Night, the serial killer in that is dressed up as Santa.
Yeah.
And here we see the Black Hood, and he's dressed up as Santa Claus.
So it's inspired.
Right, yeah.
By that.
For sure, man. Yeah. For sure. Then we get where Cheryl is informed by her mother that they have no money.
Yeah.
That they're broke.
Yeah.
And then, so we cut over and Fred's at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets a letter from the hospital saying his bill, he owes $86,000.
Yeah, what a crazy amount of money.
I know. And I'm like, wow, Andrew's Construction must have terrible insurance policies.
They probably have, like, I don't even know, like, LP insurance
right.
or something.
And they have no coverage at all. And then, so then we cut over where B and V, Betty and Veronica, are getting ready for Secret Santa, and they're talking, and then she's like, yeah, I have this gift for Archie. I got it pre-breakup.
Yeah.
And then that's when Betty's like, yeah, I've been having trouble with Jughead, too, and stuff. So they kind of exchange what's going on with them.
Yeah.
Then we cut to FP and Jughead, and they're chatting about Penny, and FP has the serpents running for her.
Mm-hmm.
And FP doesn't want Jug to be involved at all.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, nah, stay out of it. And, like, Jughead's kind of like, it's my fault. I want to do something. And then FP is like, nah, you stay out of it. Just worry about school. You know? So
I love his, like, Zaz voice.
Yeah.
All right. Then the gang is all together for Secret Santa. Veronica gets a present. For
Archie, right?
Yeah. Oh, couples massage. And everyone feels awkward. Reggie, not so much.
yeah, I love how Reggie's like, I'll take that massage up. And maybe me and your mom can go.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, winks. And I'm like,
yeah.
Go, Reggie.
Betty gets an awesome gift from Archie. And she says, I'm picking up some jelly vibes from Veronica.
Oh, like, you, yeah, I was, like, picking up like, and...
Oh, jealous vibes.
Yeah. You know, like, peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
But, like, peanut butter and jealous.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone says that.
I know,
right. Jelly. Yeah. Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Moose comes back. Yeah. Remember him when he was shot 4 times? Well, the dude is back, and everyone is happy to see him. Yeah. He just comes back. I got out of nowhere.
So, yeah, I'm back in school. It took Fred 2 days to recover, but Moose, like, 8 weeks. But he was shot.
Four times.
Like, 3 more times than Fred.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Moose comes back. Everyone's pumped to see him, and they all, like, get up. And so then everyone... It's like, oh, Moose, you're back, and give him a hug. Yeah. He's like, whoa, easy,
And then Betty and Archie are still creeped out by the Black Hood being out there. Betty then notices a new janitor who seems creepier than Mr. Svensson.
Yeah, right?
He like, seems he's real like, creepy, yeah.
Yeah, he, like, walks away, he's, like, looking at them, and I'm like, all right, man, chill.
Yeah.
It's like... have one creepy janitor, and we don't need you taking a spot, okay?
He's on another level when it comes to creepiness.
Yeah, he's just like, and his voice, too, he's like, he hasn't been here the last couple days. I'm like, what is going on with you? All right, so then, go ahead.
They think that maybe the Black Hood got Mr. Svensson killed. They asked the office, who said he's out with a cold.
Yeah, they're basically like, oh, yeah, he called in sick. He hasn't been here in the last couple of days. And the lady who is telling them, like Betty and Archie this, is like, yeah, I just dropped off some soup for him on his porch.
Yeah.
And they're like, did he get it?
And
she's like, no, I just left it there. You know?
I
was like, great.
Betty goes to the Blue and Gold and finds Jughead waiting there with a gift for her. They briefly argue, and then Betty gives him a present too, a giant box. It was like, what's in the box?
Yeah, I know. I was like, what's in the box? Yeah. You know.
Brad Pitt from Seven.
yeah, exactly. What's in the box? Okay. So anyways, I will stop screaming. I'm sorry. So then V gives Archie a gift. It's a watch with a message on the back, which says, mad about my Archiekins, Kisses and Hugs.
Yeah.
V, you know. Yeah. It's really nice. Pretty sweet. And she's like, yeah, I got this, you know, before we broke up. But I kind of want to be better. Like, I want things to be better between us again.
Yeah.
And Archie then tells V, you know, things are a little tough at the house because his dad just found out he has to owe the hospital $86,000.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he's... They're staying afloat by selling the trees in Pops.
Yeah, getting a couple bucks.
Yeah,
here and there.
And then over at the Worm, the Serpents are unwrapping presents to give back to the South Side. And Fangs are like wrapping the gifts, and they're like, "Oh yeah, it's our way of like giving back to everyone, like people, like young kids or like families without money and stuff. It's our way of giving back." And Jug's like, "Oh, nice. It's pretty cool. Have you seen my dad?" So they're like, "Yeah, he's coming in right now." So FP comes in. And Jug's like, "Hey, I want to help you, like, with this penny situation."
Mm-hmm.
And then FP kind of just brushes off Jug again when he offers to help, you know. And he's just like, "Hey, Sweet Pea, you're rolling with us." So then Archie gets a call from Betty about going to check on Mr. Svensson. Yeah. I cannot say his name.
Yeah,
and then they go to his house and knock on the door. But there is it makes a weird cut over to Jughead, and Jughead actually gets a visit from Jack Walsh, which is FP's parole officer. Yeah. And he kind of just, you know, goes in without even he's like, "I'm just coming in," and he's like, "What? All right, I guess."
Yeah.
So we cut over to the lodges. And the lodges kind of gross out Veronica with their affection because they're like, "Oh, I got you this very special gift." She's like, "Ooh, what was it?" And he's like, "Oh, I can't tell you, but it's expensive." And Veronica gets grossed out by it. Not grossed out, but just like, "Oh, I can't believe this."
Yeah.
And then she actually lays onto them a little bit about Fred and how he is barely getting by and needs help, and he owes the hospital like $86,000 for being shot once.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what Moose's bill is going to be. And so it's going to be four times that.
Yeah.
It's going to
be a lot. $500,000.
Yeah. $500,000. Yeah. So Cheryl goes and she's at Pops and she goes to get a tree. And she actually, like, tricks it out. Like, she brings it home, and the tree looks amazing.
Yeah, she soups it up.
Yeah, and Nana Rose goes bananas for it.
Yeah.
She loves it. Yeah. Mrs. Blossom, though, not so much.
She gets pissed. Yeah, she gets pissed at it.
She's like, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this? You're a terrible daughter." It's like, "No, Mom, you're a terrible mom.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Go get a job with the lodges or something."
Yeah.
So anyways, Betty then comes home to a gift left for her.
Yeah.
She sees her mom. Her mom's like, "Hey, there's a gift on the stairs. I put it up in your room for you. But yeah, go ahead, knock yourself out. I hope it's a nice gift."
Yeah.
And she's like, I made these gingerbread cookies and I put icing on them so you can try this later."
Yeah, hopefully Polly comes home.
She's yeah.
Because they're Polly's favorites.
Right. So Betty goes upstairs and she opens it and finds inside a human finger.
Yeah.
In it. So it's not four turtle doves, three French hens, but a human finger.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, she finds it and she's like, "Ah," you know, she throws it on the ground and she's like creeped out. So then we cut over.
Archie and Betty read the Black Hood's letter. The finger belongs to Svensson.
Yeah.
That's what it says. And then Betty and Archie get a call from the Black Hood. He wants him to find his original sin.
Right, yeah, he's basically like, I wish Chris was here. He does such a good Black Hood. But he's like, "I want you to find the original sin." I am never going to do an impression of the Black Hood again.
No.
Maybe I'll just do it in a different voice, like Cleveland from Family Guy. I'm like, "I just found out you have a finger, and you need to go find the original scene. So maybe I can do that. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. That's the Black Hood from now on. Yeah. So if you're the Cleveland voice, yeah, that's actually the Black Hood. All right, so go ahead, man.
All right. V goes into Hiram's office and finds some interesting stuff. FP comes home and Jug fights with him about Penny. FP says he's trapped. There's no way out for him.
Right. And so basically, she's like, that's it. You know, like, dude, we're like stuck.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, go ahead, man.
V finds a credit card and calls the hospital and pays Fred's hospital bill. With her mom's credit card.
Yeah. And so she goes into the office. She's looking around. She finds a deed.
Yeah.
For Pops. And then she's like, and then it cuts to where, you know, she's like pretty much paying for the hospital bill and stuff. Yeah.
Jughead rallies up the serpents and wants them to go with him and take down Penny Peabody. No serpent stands alone, and they all agree to help.
Yeah. Yeah, and basically he's like, how long are we going to be letting her rule us?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to be her runners. Like, this, we're basically the Ghoulies if we keep doing this, like going down this route.
Archie and V go to Sisters of Quiet Mercy and find out that Conway was a troubled youth. They find out that Conway may have pointed out the wrong man.
Oh, yeah. So Archie and Betty, they end up going to the Sisters of Quiet Mercy, which it's kind of like, I don't know how to describe that place. It's just like a place that keeps like coming back more and more, and everyone's problems are there for some reason. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it either.
Yeah. But go ahead, man.
Penny gets a visit from Jughead. Ho, ho, Merry Christmas.
No, ho, Merry, ho.
That's what he says. Ho, Merry, ho.
Yeah. Which is like my favorite quote.
Yeah. The serpents show up behind him in rubber snake masks and kidnap Penny.
Yeah, so it's like, ho, 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 we're here to kidnap you.
Yeah.
No, but first she's like, oh, you think I'm scared of you guys?
Yeah.
And then she's like, wait a second. Oh, my God, they're actually taking me. Like, they're going to do something.
Yeah.
So.
The Lodges come home to scold Veronica about spending the money to help Fred, and V uses her knowledge about them owning Pops. It kind of works.
Yeah, so it kind of works. Like, she's like, you lied to my face about Pops, and I want to be a part of this business, and you guys are still lying to me.
Yeah.
And, I paid for Fred's bill, but, like, it's because, you know, it's kind of like a leverage thing that she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jughead basically mutilates Penny's arm to remove her serpent tattoo.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, you can't touch another serpent, right? And then he's like, well, that's no problem.
He pulls out a switchblade. He's like, you're not a serpent if you don't have the tattoo.
Right.
And he freaking
He just cuts it into her skin.
He carves it off.
Yeah.
Rips it off.
It's gross.
Yeah.
They don't show it in the show, but like it's still like pretty gruesome to think about.
Nana Rose informs Betty and Archie that Betty's grandfather was one of the men that buried the wrong man alive.
Right. And then so they find that out from Nana Rose, and she's like, and there's a picture with the devil's hand behind them. So they're like, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then Betty thinks the Black Hood picked her on purpose because of her grandfather killing an innocent man. Archie gives her a pep talk and she kisses him.
Yeah.
When they're in the car,
yeah. And you're like, oh my God. Like, that, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah.
But Archie is so gold in this episode. Like, he is so good.
Yeah.
It's great to see, like, Archie more so Archie in this episode. Like, how we got to see him in episode 13 when he saved Cheryl.
Yeah.
Or just, like, you know, that person that's who has that heart of gold and is doing the right thing. And I think it's cool because you see, like, the parallel. Well, not parallel, but how Archie is on this track to becoming, like, a better person, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like in this episode,
yeah.
In doing the right thing, mm-hmm. him and Betty.
Yeah.
And then you see where the their other halves are actually taking a different path. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Archie, is like almost like a hero mm-hmm. in this episode, where Jughead and Veronica are kind of doing like vicious things, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so Betty and Archie are crime fighting, mm-hmm. and then the other two are going down a darker path.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, Veronica is, like, getting in bed with her parents, which sounds really weird, and I should have never said that now that I said that. But she's, like, dealing with them and yeah. trying to get into their business, which yeah. is not,
yeah.
like, so cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, Jughead, who's carving a person, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah. it's kind of like weird. But anyways, go ahead, man.
Okay. Then the Lodges fill in V on their plans for Riverdale. Not us, just V. They agree with her terms of paying for Fred.
Right. Yeah. And so they come to terms. They're like, okay, yeah. We'll listen to what you just said.
Yeah.
And, we'll let you pay for Fred's bill and we'll let you in on the family business.
Yeah.
But it's more so the mom who, Hermione, who's kind of like, it's fine. We're going to just like let her do it. And yeah. then, cause you see where Hiram's kind of like, oh, what? No. And then, she's like, no, wait, here's what's the deal. Yeah. Here's the deal.
They tell her about everything.
Yeah. So then, we cut over to Jughead telling FP that he doesn't have to worry about running for Pinny anymore. He's basically like, you're done. You don't have to worry about it. He's like, what? She's going to be back and like cause more trouble,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And so basically, they, you know, Jughead's like, no, we're fine. Like, we're good. She's never going to step foot back in Riverdale.
Well, they leave her in Greendale, right?
Yeah, they left her in Greendale.
Yeah. So I guess Sabrina's going to get to her.
Well, who knows? Yeah, true. Who knows? She might become a witch.
Yeah.
And then she'll curse Jughead. Yeah. No, who knows? But anyways, Betty and Archie find a picture that they think is the clue to help them find Mr. Svensson.
Yeah.
They rush off to go to Pickens Park.
Yeah.
And basically, they rush off and they're like, we'll just call Sheriff Keller on the way. So they get there to Pickens Park, they find the tree, and they find a shovel and a clue left by the Black Hood.
Yeah.
So they start to dig it up because they think, oh, Mr. Svensson might be in there.
Mm.
I cannot say his name.
Svensson.
Yeah, we'll just call him Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Just call him Benson.
Yeah. So they think, oh, he's in there. Yeah. Like the janitor, he's in there. So they start to dig it up. And then, as they're digging it up,
yeah,
the Black Hood comes out.
Yeah.
And he basically is like, I want you to get inside. Get inside of there. Right? And so Archie listens. And then, at first Archie's like, no. And then the Black Hood's like, if you don't do it, I'll shoot her in the head. You know? And then, So then he's like, all right. So he jumps in and Betty has to like, you know, start shoveling the dirt on top of him. And it's like, please don't do this. Like, and then Archie's just, we don't really see Archie because he's getting buried alive at this point.
Yeah.
So she's like throwing dirt on. And then the Black Hood gets distracted for a second.
Yeah.
And Betty sees her opportunity. So she hits him with the shovel.
Yeah.
And knocks the gun out of his hand. Probably breaking his hand. I don't know, yeah. like, or something, you know, and because he just drops the gun and then the Black Hood just runs off.
Yeah.
And so she like hurries up and like brushes all the dirt that she piled on.
Opens the coffin.
Yeah. Yeah. And Archie gets out and Archie pulls out like a Barry Allen move where he just like runs down the Black Hood.
Yeah.
He's like the Flash. He's like,
yeah.
I am the fastest man alive.
Yeah.
And he's like, running after him. And then he has the gun in his hand and he's like, stop. And like, it's funny because Betty's like, run, Archie, run. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't say that.
Yeah.
But
Like in Run, yeah. Forrest, Run.
No, Run, Barry, Run. Oh, yeah. In The Flash.
Yeah.
But anyways, or Forrest Gump. Yeah, I love Forrest Gump. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they come head to head, and Archie is looking at the Black Hood.
Yeah.
He's like, "Don't move!" And they're on the bridge. And he's like, "Don't move. Just stay where you are."
Yeah.
And the Black Hood is like looking at him, and like he goes to climb over, and we hear a gunshot.
Yeah.
And originally, when I watched it, I thought it was Archie.
That's what I thought.
That clipped him.
Yeah.
But in reality, it was actually Sheriff Keller rolling in and shooting him down.
Yeah.
He's just like, kills him. And they find out that it was actually Mr. Svensson.
Yeah. Yeah, they take off the mask and realize it's him.
Yeah. And so the core four are at Pops and they're discussing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all kind of like relieved that it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of are like, wow, you know, it's weird because he was always around. And so he wouldn't know like certain things like happening throughout the school, like when it did, like with me and Miss Grundy or like this or that. So, they're all pretty much happy it's over.
Mm-hmm.
So, Penelope, Mrs. Blossom, and Christmas Tree Vic hook up. Because earlier in the episode, Cheryl goes to Archie and she's like, "Oh, I want to buy your best tree," right?
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, I got to go. He'll help you out."
Yeah, he's like, "Vic, help Cheryl."
Yeah. And he's like, "Hey." "You want a spruce?" So she's like, yeah. So anyways, Vic and Mrs. Blossom are hooking up on the couch, which is so weird. Now, Vic, in case no one remembers, but he actually was in a Riverdale episode before. He was in, I think it was episode 8, The Outsiders, when Fred gets bought out. Yeah. Like, remember all the constraints? He's like, "Fred, I hate to do this to you, but, you know, Clifford Blossom offered us a better deal.
Oh, we're all going to go with him." He's one of the workers, yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of his men.
Yeah. So he is like a friend of Fred or a co-worker of Fred most of the time.
Yeah.
So anyways, he hooks up with Mrs. Blossom.
Yeah.
Then we find out what's in the box, which is a typewriter. Jughead opens it. He's like, "Oh, wow."
Yeah.
And then FP's like, "Why don't you swing by and, like, tell her, you know, thanks." He's like, "Oh, call her, text her."
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Jughead, just go visit her. So then Betty gets a copy of a book, like her favorite author.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it. Oh, it was called Beloved. Anyways, I think it's Morrison or something. So, that's her gift from Jughead.
Yeah.
And then V opens up her gift and it's a necklace. A locket. Yeah. And then, she goes to the Archie's house and she sets up like a mistletoe and, Archie comes out.
Yeah. On his porch.
Yeah, and they end up kissing, and she actually says it back. She's like, "I love you too, Archie." Yeah. So, and then basically the episode ends, and Betty is burning all the Black Hood stuff.
Yeah, because she thinks that they got the Black Hood.
Yeah, she's like, "Don't play with me, because you're playing with fire." And she's like throwing all the stuff in, and then she goes to throw the hood in. And then she, like, quickly grabs it and pulls it out to keep it.
Yeah.
And you're like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you going to keep that?
Yeah.
But in her defense, she could always sell it on eBay.
Yeah, she could.
It belonged to a serial killer. Yeah. So anyways, all of that is pretty cool. And then I guess we'll go into Easter eggs. So, obviously, Silent Night, Deadly Night is the 1984 film. And we see where the Black Hood dresses up like Santa. When they're talking about why Mr. Svensson may be the Black Hood at the end of the episode at Pops, Jughead is like, "Man, this feels like the ending of Psycho."
Yeah.
You know, where they kind of not over explained. They just explain everything about Norman Bates, like the cops, like how he has a dual personality, yada yada yada. But so they make a reference to Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock. Then we get a Swiss Family Robinson reference, which is the gift that Betty gets from Archie. And she's so pumped about that gift. You know, it's weird, and maybe people will hate me for saying this, but I actually don't mind Betty and Archie. I like them together.
I don't either. Because they know each other forever. And it makes sense.
And I do like Betty and Jughead a lot. I mean, it makes a lot of
sense. And I like Veronica and Archie.
But... Right. But there's something about Archie and Betty, though, too, that I was like, you know, I'm on board with it if it does happen. Yeah.
Maybe season three it'll...
Yeah. We also get where Cheryl calls Archie a teen Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
Which is a fictional American story about a giant lumberjack and his blue ox babe. Then we get Ebenezer Scrooge from V. She calls her parents, she calls her dad Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah.
After saying he won't help pay for Fred, which is obviously a character from A Christmas Carol, by Charles Dickens. And then we find out Hermione's full name is Hermione Apollonia Lodge.
Yeah.
Now, Apollonia, if you don't know, is the actress from Purple Rain. I just wanted to say that because I love Prince. But anyways, yeah, and that's basically it. That's like, there wasn't like a ton of
Easter eggs
in this episode. So I'll cut over to you and you can plug away, man.
Okay. If you want to follow us on Twitter, our Twitter page is at RiverDudesPod. My personal Twitter page is at Recovery108. You can follow us on Instagram. It's at RiverDudesPodcast. We are now currently available on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Under River Dudes Podcast. If you guys have any questions or recommendations for us, you can email us on Gmail at theriverdudespodcast@gmail.com. And we are happy to announce we will be creating a separate podcast for the upcoming show, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, this fall. And if you guys want to follow us, we have a separate Twitter page for that too, and it's at Chilling Coven.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
I can't wait for that show. It's gonna be great that it's on Netflix.
Oh, I know. Chris and I were talking about this the other day. Like, we kind of want to talk about the comic, but then we don't want to give away stuff.
Yeah.
Either that the series is based on.
Yeah.
Because there's so many crazy stuff, crazy things that happen in the comic, like. For instance, Madame Satan, who is pretty much the main antagonist, when she comes back, she cuts off the face of a young girl to wear for her own. You know what I mean? It's kind of really messed up, but it's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good. I can't wait. But I think Netflix is great because
it's a great platform.
Yeah.
Great platform for show, movie, anything.
Yeah. And I think they'll be able to get away with some
they cooler will. Stuff. They will.
But yeah, man.
And then my rating for the episode would be a 5 out of 5. What would you rate it?
Yeah, I have to say this, last week's episode was kind of a little bit boring.
Yeah.
It was
obviously a filler episode.
Yeah, I had stuff leaning.
It was still good. It was still good. It's solid, but it wasn't as good as all the other
episodes. This episode is, I said, it was... so good, it could have been the season finale.
Yeah, oh, it could have been.
Even, the directing in this episode, especially with the Black Hood and him being on the bridge, coming face-to-face with Archie, and then them pulling away and do, this awesome aerial shot.
Mm.
And it just felt wow. It felt like a movie. Mm. It was so good. Mm. This episode is a 5 out of 5. And I think it's probably... Tales from the Dark Side and this are, definitely another episode too, but
the first episode, the finale, the musical episode.
Oh, there's a lot of really great episodes, but so far I would say Tales from the Dark Side and this are two of my favorites, yeah. I think, yeah. for sure.
And then what would you like to plug? You want to plug anything?
Oh, yeah, I guess if you guys want, you could follow me on Twitter, at EJ_Leeson. I don't really tweet much. I tweet mostly about stupid stuff. So you can, like, movies. I'm like really pumped about The Meg, and so I keep tweeting about that a lot. But yeah, no, I, so if you want, you can follow me there. And if not, don't worry about it. And then I just want to also say today we'll probably tweet out a link to watch the unaired Archie pilot, because we are going to record that episode this week. So we're so pumped. And
we're recording this special tonight, so
yeah so basically
it'll be available tonight later tonight.
We're meeting up with Carmen.
Carmen's coming back,
and we're going to talk about this unaired pilot that is you know, it's so much fun.
That was recommended by Rogier.
Yeah. And so a listener of the show recommended it to us. And so we watched it, and it was a lot of fun. I don't know. I enjoyed myself. But we'll probably share a link for that and stuff too, so you could watch it you listen to the podcast. But so I'm excited for that episode. And then next week, we'll put out an episode, and we're going to have a very special guest come on, her and her husband. And I'm really excited for them to come on.
I can't wait.
I acted with her a lot, and she's like one of my favorite actresses of all time.
She's a good actor. She's a good actor and a good singer. She's a good singer too.
Yeah. She's a super talented.
She's a good talent. She's a good performer.
Right. So I cannot wait for you guys to hear from her, cuz she's hilarious. So that's next week. And then I think that's it, man. So all I got to say is
River Dudes out.